News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Donald Trump has said he believes Vladimir Putin is ready to make a deal on the war in Ukraine as the two leaders prepare for their summit in Alaska today. And Lisa Yasko, Ukrainian Member of Parliament and member of President Zelensky's Servant of the People Party, joins us now. Good morning to you, Lisa. The Ukrainian view of what's going to happen in Alaska today, is it nervousness, trepidation, or is there positivity, optimism?
I think much more negative feelings and expectations rather than positive, because over these last years we've learned that that's maybe not very wise and rational to hope for some better future when it doesn't happen, because the future of Ukraine depends on many factors, and unfortunately the appetite of Russia for invading more and more of Ukraine is a part of that factors. We really think that everything can happen, from crazy bad news to to just some not the best news, let's say this way. But you never know what to expect from President Trump, especially meeting Putin. So let's see.
Okay, so you're not very optimistic, but you feel you can't tell what's going to happen. And I suppose the rest of the world would agree with a lot of that. Within Ukraine and within your own party, President Zelensky's party, this idea that Ukraine is going to have to accept some kind of it's been called a land swap, the idea that I suppose Russia would hold on to territories in your east and your south. What is the Ukrainian point of view on that?
That's a very sensitive question, because Ukrainians are very connected to the land and to the soil, and also the question of our independence is very much connected to the borders of Ukraine of 1991. And accepting any territorial exchanges in theory even sounds as absolutely unlawful, a crazy idea. However, it looks like we would need to have this conversation, maybe postponement of the territorial status of some of the occupied territories can be one of the options. But I don't see how can we change our constitution. I don't think we will ever have enough support for that. That would be incredibly controversial. So, and that worries me a lot as well.
Okay. So what I'm hearing that you're saying that you don't want to give up these territories, but some kind of a phase where they're in some kind of an administrative situation with Russia is something that might be considered. Does that in any way, though, affect that? I suppose the fears within Ukraine that Putin doesn't just want those territories, Putin wants all of Ukraine. Is that in the back of the mind of Ukrainians?
Oh, for sure. Like, we know it by default that he wants all of it and he wants more. Ideologically, that's very important for him. Economically, that's very important for him. So for sure, he wants more. But more importantly is that he wants to prove to all the world that he can do whatever he wants. I think that's much more important for him than even invading the land. And that's scary, because if the world goes on with certain deals, communication around that has to be very wise, because it will set very dangerous precedent for other people, maybe leaders who want to invade other territories.
President Zelensky met with Keir Starmer in the UK yesterday. Does Ukraine believe that its European allies, that they will stand strong with Ukraine in this? Are they confident of that?
Yes, we feel quite confident about European strengths, and we appreciate that a lot. I also think that we have our other partners that are very like-minded and are helping us on many questions connected to humanitarian world, for instance, Turkey or even Middle Eastern countries. And with their help and mediation, we managed to return many war prisoners, civilians, political prisoners illegally detained in Russia. So there is a scene in the world when we have support, but that's not enough if we don't stay strong on this. We have to indicate to Putin the clear consequences of what will happen to his economy and to his country and to him personally if he doesn't end the war.
Okay. A last question for you, Lisa. Obviously, Ukraine, should some kind of a compromise be reached, will want security guarantees, and no one would expect you to want anything other than security guarantees. What kind of security guarantees does Ukraine feel that they need in order to agree to something?
We need a lot of different weapons. We need a lot of air defense. We need a lot of joint, probably, troops that might be present in Ukraine. And we also need NATO membership because we want to be a part of European security architecture. And I think actually at this point, we can benefit more NATO than they can benefit us. But as the big picture, that's very important that we play not separately, but we play as one player with the United Security Europe.
And that was Lisa Yasko there, Ukrainian Member of Parliament and member of President Zelensky's Servant of the People Party.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.